House Bill 2135 and parole eligibility for life sentence prisoners by Shaka Boona. In a House co-sponsorship memorandum posted May 25, 2016 to all House members, Representative Jason Dawkins announced he will be introducing a bill in the Pennsylvania House of Representatives that will abolish life without parole imprisonment in Pennsylvania and extend parole eligibility to those sentenced to life imprisonment. On June 9, 2016, State Representatives Dawkins, Acosta, and V. Brown introduced House Bill 2135, which calls on the General Assembly to amend the 1102.1 murder sentencing law for child offenders, the 9714A2 sentences for second and subsequent offenses law, and the 6137A13 parole power law. House Bill 2135 simply removes the life without parole language from the 1102.1 while failing to correct the unconstitutionality of the entire 1102.1 law itself. The 1102.1 is unconstitutional to child offenders sentenced under its guidelines because it's contrary to the requirements in Miller versus Alabama, and that, one, it is a mandatory sentencing scheme based solely upon a child offender's age while negating other mitigating factors. Two, it divests the trial court of any discretion to impose a lesser sentence than the mandatory sentencing scheme. Three, it is not an individualized sentence determined by a jury and not by the court or judge. Four, it requires child offenders over the age of 15 to be sentenced to a greater mandatory minimum sentence than those under the age 15 on the basis of age itself. Five, it sentences child offenders to a greater minimum sentence of 25, 30, 35 years to life than the national consensus of minimum to life sentences given to adult offenders. And six, life with parole and life without parole sentences are both unconstitutional for child offenders. Child offenders sentenced under the 1102.1 should be arguing the above said issues to constitutionally challenge their sentences on their direct appeal view. House Bill 2135 removes the life without parole language from 9714 and from 6137 as well. Furthermore, House Bill 2135 amends 6137 to give power to the parole board to afford prisoners sentenced to life imprisonment parole eligibility only after the expiration of the minimum term of imprisonment fixed by the court, or after serving 15 years of imprisonment. If enacted into law, House Bill 2135 will have retroactive effect to all life in prison prisoners. House Bill 2135 does not amend the 1102 murder law for first and second degree murder, because sentences for those degrees of murder already require a life imprisonment term. Therefore, prisoners sentenced to life imprisonment in accordance to the 1102 murder law will be parole eligible under the amended 6137 parole law were to be enacted into law. Although Representative Dawkins' House Bill 2135 does not seek to outright abolish life without parole and life with parole sentences for child offenders in its amendment of 1102.1, the bill does abolish life without parole sentencing and would establish parole eligibility for all lifers after serving 15 years of imprisonment. House Bill 2135 should receive the full support of families of lifers, prisoners, and organizations seeking to end life without parole. Victory is near. Lifers and their families must seize the time by working ever more harder to advance our campaign to end life without parole. From the belly of the beast at Prison Radio, I am Shaka Boona. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.